Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to the debut of Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity. We'll showcase the best moments from the rookie and selected veteran practices, which wrapped up on Wednesday. We'll introduce you to one of Carson Wentz's newest weapons in wide receiver Torrey Smith. But first on today's show, Eagles insider Dave Spadaro. He goes one-on-one with head coach Doug Peterson to find out his mindset going into his second training camp as the man in charge.
We welcome you to Eagles Training Camp 2017 at the NovaCare Complex. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, along with the head coach Doug Peterson. Welcome to training camp.
Thank you, Dave. Yeah. Thank you. Thank
you. Take us behind the scenes. What is it like from the minute you get up? At what time to get here and what time do you leave?
Yeah, you know, it's early mornings and right now it's early evenings until we get really the vets in here. But, you know, I roll in here around 5:45 and just try to get my day started, and then the players start coming in. You know, practice is a little bit later in the day. It's at 8:50 in the morning as opposed to 8:05 when the vets come in here in a couple of days. And then we just get going. You know, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. A lot of the prep work's been done, and now it's just, it's full steam ahead.
Doug, did being a player in the NFL prepare you for being a coach, and in what ways did it?
I think so, and playing the quarterback position from a mental standpoint and kind of appreciating the process, appreciating the grind and the study. And, of course, as a coach, you spend a lot more time in that process, and a lot more of the grind is preparation. And, if you want to be successful as a player, you prepare yourself for game day. You want to be successful as a coach, same thing. You got to prepare yourself. And then, in my case now as head coach, you got to prepare the team and they've got to buy into what I'm selling and they got to believe in that.
Do they? And how do you know if they do?
Well, I you see it when they practice. I saw it last year all the way through the season, how well they played, and they played extremely hard. You know, obviously we came up short in a few games, but they continued to play hard and play to the last game. Even when we were out of it, they kept playing. And that's when you know your team has really bought into what you're selling.
So now it's year two, and the players know Doug Peterson. So what's different about you this year than last year?
Well, I think I'm a little bit more relaxed, just knowing that we've got everything in place. And I rely on my coordinators a lot, Frank and Jim and Dave, and I rely on their preparation as well. And that's a big part of, I think, for me feeling, I don't want to say comfortable, because you're never really comfortable. You're always striving to be better and do things better. And for me now, I can focus really on the guys and focus on the team and have a chance to interact with them probably a little bit more than I did last year. And it just feels good to kind of go into that camp, having that added pressure off your shoulders.
Doug, do you think you know what you have with this football team?
I want to say yes. I think I do know. Obviously, it's going to take some hard work and preparation. And once we get into camp and begin to practice, then things begin to unfold a little bit more for you. But I really feel in my heart, I think I know the type of football team that we can be, the type of coaching staff that I have and getting our guys ready. So I'm excited for camp and obviously the regular season.
I would imagine for Carson year two, and now that he is the guy, you see a big difference. Do you see the way he carries himself, the way he approaches the meetings, what he does out here on the field, a big jump?
Yeah, and the thing is, for both of us, really, having gone through 16 games last year, it's huge going into year two. I see more of that confidence in him. I see more of the leadership in him. You know, he's the guy. He knows he's the guy. He's out in front. He's leading. He's leading in the off season. He's leading now, even in rookie camp, as we get through these next couple of days. And those are things you want out of your starting quarterback. And the guys really, gravitate to him on offense. It's exciting. For me, it's exciting because this is what you want out of your starting quarterback.
If you put up a split screen of Carson dropping back 12 months ago and him today, would you notice a big difference from a technical standpoint?
You would. You would. One, you're going to see confidence in the drop, and that's the big part of just understanding our offense. That's the first thing. And then all the hard work he's put in with our coaching staff, Coach DeFilippo and Frank, and what he's done in the off season to prepare himself. You'll see a noticeable difference. We see the noticeable difference. And those are things that he continues to work in camp with John and Frank, and really excited now to get him around the guys when the kind of the bullets are beginning to fly for real, when the pads come on, and see if those mechanics translate over to his game.
A couple of topics of conversation to clarify here. First, wide receiver Jordan Matthews missing a lot of the OTAs with the knee tendonitis. What is his status? How is he physically?
Yeah, he's been working all off season, and we just kept him out of drills and OTAs just because we weren't playing games. And you know, he's another one that went all 16 games, or, you know, relatively all 16 games. He was in all the meetings. He didn't play in all of them, but at the same time, he knows what he's doing, and he's got a really good comfort level with Carson. Carson knows exactly where he's going to be. And so, you know, I decided to keep him out of the OTAs, let that knee heal, and you know, we'll continue to monitor that, you know, each and every day, and, you know, we'll see where he's at tomorrow when he reports, and then we'll go from there. So by no means am I gonna push you know, him to get out there and practice. I just want to make sure that his body is 100% before he steps on the field.
And then Jordan Hicks had a procedure on his hand, broken bone in the hand. Status moving forward?
Same thing. You know, he's going to be able to go through individual work. He's going to go through group install. We'll hold him out of some of the team stuff early. Again, he's another one that played all 16 games last year. He's a veteran player. He knows what he's doing. He's a leader of the team. And so I don't need him out there this early in training camp. And he knows what it takes to get himself ready. So, you know, we'll get him out there in some of the drill work. But at the same time, we'll monitor him and keep him, again, make sure he's 100% before we put him back out there.
And, Doug, at cornerback, what is the big picture here? How active are the Eagles as far as, quote, keeping their eyes open, looking to add players there?
Well, I think you know, you have to keep your eyes open, obviously, to add talent to your football team and add that competition. And, you know, cornerback is just one of the spots that I think this year that becomes the focal point. It's been kind of in the news lately. And so, you know, you continue to, whether it's O-line, D-line, corner, linebacker, you're constantly trying to find guys that you can bring in that are going to fit your mold. So we're going to continue to work with our guys. We feel like we got a lot of talented young players at corner. The addition of Patrick Robinson and then picking up Rasul Douglas in the draft really have kind of helped and get these young guys a lot of reps in camp.
The theme when you address the players, the veterans, when they report?
The biggest theme is just ownership. We got to own it. We got to own our jobs. We got to own our responsibilities, good and bad. And you know, you got to have a passion for this game. And going into year two, we can't take our foot off the gas. And my message is going to be: we got to continue to work and work hard. Carry over what we did in the off season, the way we finished strong at the end of last season. Live on those moments and keep pressing forward.
Do you have a depth chart up in your office?
I keep a depth chart, yeah.
And it changes a lot, I imagine, at this time of the year.
Yeah, it shuffles, you know, and you know, I don't want the guys to sit there and count numbers either. You know, everybody's going to get a fair opportunity. Everybody's going to get, you know, a chance to compete and play in these preseason games, especially a couple early ones, get a chance to get themselves on film. And that thing is it's a living, breathing organism, and it continues to expand. And we got to find the best 53 at the end of camp.
Iron sharpens iron. Looks like you got a lot of iron out here.
A lot
that's
of iron.
That's the idea, right?
That's the idea, is get as much iron out here as we can, create the competition at every position, you know, again, find the best 53 at the end of camp.
Doug, thanks so much.
Thanks, Dave.
Have a great training camp.
Thank you.
Before free agency officially kicked off on March 9th, the Eagles agreed to terms with wide receiver Torrey Smith on a 3-year contract. A former second-round draft pick in 2011, Smith has averaged 17 yards per catch in his career, the second-best mark over the last 6 seasons. The Eagles struggled to generate big plays in 2016, and Smith was brought in to help them. He is the subject of our first In Focus.
I had to figure out what was best for me at the time, and that was here. You know, this organization, I feel like it's headed in the right direction. Has a great young quarterback. Great leadership in Coach Peterson. I want to be a part of that.
Torrey Smith, wide receiver. The driving force for me to sign in Philadelphia was simply I wanted to win. I wanted to be in a good situation with a good quarterback and a team that was trending upwards, and I felt like that was it. I'm looking forward to just continuing to grind, you know, trying to be as consistent as possible. Because if you're consistent in practice, you'll be consistent on Sundays, and you know, that's what's expected of us. I want to do my part to make sure that, you know, we're the best unit that we can be, you know, and that when my number's called, that I go out there and I make the play.
There it is. Good. Good. There it is. Good. We're getting better.
After being around Carson for, you know, I guess a month or so now, I've been able to see how talented he is. You know, I see that the hype is real and he has a very high ceiling and his potential. And I've been around, you know, some good quarterbacks in my time in the league. I've seen a lot of comparisons to Joe Flacco, and I can see why, in terms of they're both big guys, very physical, very talented. You can see it. It's on us to go out there and make plays and help bring it out so he can continue to shine and his team can grow.
You can face the building, flip out of it. Good, good catch, Torrey.
Some of the knowledge that I hope to pass on to the guys is simply through my experience. I've been at the top, I've been at the bottom, to share the highs and lows that comes with this game, as well as try to set the example, you know, both on and off the field. And I understand what's wanted here, and I know what's expected of me, and I'm hoping that, you know, I bring all that in more. On the field, I like to bring to the offense just big plays. You know, we have a very balanced offense, a lot of talented guys, so not just a deep threat. I can do a little bit of everything. So I'm looking forward to just